Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. This is your host, Vicky, the professor of food, professor of pork, professor of extra sauce on the side. And I'm lucky that this is not a YouTube video. And recording my special guest hosts, who are a few drinks in. My dear friend Sue, say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
My other friend Nicole, say hi.
Hi.
So, this week, we're on location at TGI Fridays in what town?
Ledgewood,
New Jersey, which was the middle of nowhere. I kept driving and driving.
And now here you are. And aren't you glad to be here?
I'm very glad to be here because I'm with you guys.
Yes.
Otherwise,
you might get murdered if you were here by yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
So this week we're talking about happy hour food. This is the season 3 premiere. You guys are special. Season 3 premiere.
Alrighty.
We're back.
We are back.
On the scene.
Okay. Aren't we excited to be here?
You should be. So, let me give you some background info on happy hour. Happy hour is a marketing term for a period of time in which a venue, such as a restaurant, bar, whatever, bowling alley, stadium, offer discounts on alcoholic drinks such as beer, wine, cocktails, and discounted appetizers and menu items that are served during that happy hour.
Ooh. Wow.
So the origin, the words happy and hour have appeared together for centuries when describing pleasant times. In Act 1, Scene 2 of William Shakespeare's King Henry V, the protagonist says, "Therefore, my lords, omit no happy hour that may give furtherance to our expedition." See? Shakespeare even talks about happy hour.
Do you have that book on your bookshelf, Nicole?
I do not believe I do, but I will go home and check for you. There are other items that are on the bookshelf taking up room besides Shakespeare.
That make you very happy. So one possible origin of the term happy hour is from the United States Navy. In early 1913, a group of homemakers called the Happy Hour Social.
Wow.
Organized semi-weekly smokers on board the USS Arkansas. So it's the Happy Hour Club.
I wonder if they did the same thing we do during happy hour.
Drink excessively and eat?
Yes.
The idea of drinking before dinner has its roots in the Prohibition era, when the 18th Amendment was passed banning alcohol consumption. People would host cocktail hours at their houses or at a speakeasy before eating at restaurants where alcohol could not be served.
Interesting. I didn't know all that.
Right? So here's some regulations. So Canada, the province of Alberta, created restrictions to happy hour that took effect in August 2008, which sucks.
What kind of restrictions?
So happy hour promotions must end at 8 p.m.
What time do they start?
They didn't say that.
I mean, that's fine if it starts at like 2 p.m.
It's probably just like a 6 to 8. Right? Because happy hour would probably be right after work.
Or 4 to 8. This year it's like 4 to 7. So actually it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's better than what we have.
In Ontario, happy hour may not be used in any advertisements.
So you have to be like in the know?
You have to know.
Secret.
In Ireland, happy hour has been illegal in the Republic of Ireland since 2003.
All right, cross Ireland off the list. We're not
under the Intoxicating Liquor Act.
Oh.
That's crazy.
That is
in
crazy.
Ireland? I thought Ireland would be more welcoming to, like, drinking.
It's very PC.
Well. But is it wrong?
No. Netherlands has agreed with members to stop happy hours altogether to discourage binge drinking by youth.
But happy hour in places would not be bad because you have to be of a certain age to drink.
Yeah, but apparently their drinking age is 18.
I should have known that.
Wait, in 2013 the law to raise the drinking age to 18. What was it before?
Oh!
So they were drinking before 18 legally.
That sounds fine.
That's interesting.
I wonder what it was before that.
Maybe there was no drinking age and you could just do whatever you wanted.
Maybe 16? I would hope there was. I would hope 9-year-olds weren't getting happy hour drunk.
Prior to what year?
2013. So that was very recent. Let's see. Glasgow in 2004 banned happy hours to again reduce that binge drinking.
Again, we're not going there. Cross off the list.
So now that we're back in the U.S., let's see. Massachusetts is one of the first U.S. states to implement a statewide ban on happy hour in 1984.
Wow. It still goes on today?
Yeah. Other U.S. states have similar restrictions, like Indiana and North Carolina.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? 1984, the U.S. military abolished happy hours at military base clubs. In 2011, Utah passed a ban on happy hours.
Utah was never high on our list anyway.
2011, Pennsylvania extended the period of time for happy hour from 2 hours to 4 hours.
Okay, we might consider moving there.
In 2012, happy hour became legal in Kansas after a 26-year ban.
Welcome to the 21st century, Kansas.
And then in 2015, the 25-year happy hour ban was ended in Illinois.
Wow.
That's crazy. I like how New Jersey was never even mentioned.
Nobody ever even tried.
No.
The Netherlands was 16.
Wow.
Yes.
That you could legally drink.
That you could, yes. You could buy wine and beer.
Oh, so then.
But not like vodka?
Not the hard stuff? The fun stuff?
No, according to this, you could buy wine and beer at 16 until 2003, and that's when they raised it to 18.
Huh. Okay. So, happy hour food. So, what is some food that you enjoy, Nicole?
Just today, we have enjoyed wings.
Yes.
Potato skins.
Yes.
Chips and dip.
Yes.
I believe we have also occasionally enjoyed mozzarella sticks. But the important thing about happy hour is you have to start off with, like, the hard, messy food. Before you're like smashed, and then like you have to work your way to the easier, like softer food that you're less likely to choke on, like as you drink more, right?
Unless you're with someone that can save you.
Right. Well, luckily all of us are first aid and CPR certified, so.
But you guys usually switch to like pizza later.
Yeah, yes. Pizza. Like you don't have to use any
utensils.
Don't
you have to worry about the cheese though?
No, we still have our
cheese.
Wouldn't
that be a swallowing issue?
I mean, I don't have any problems.
You forgot the ever famous nachos.
Yeah.
Oh, nachos.
Yeah, your go-to is nachos. Right.
That's true. But that's definitely an early in the evening food.
That is a messier stuff.
And it's sharper. You could hurt. You really do some damage.
On the chip?
Yeah, they could be sharp.
Have you had some incidents recently?
I know.
No.
I guess if they're really crunchy, they could like hurt the roof of your mouth.
I guess. Or your little hangy ball in the back.
Your uvula?
Yes, you wouldn't want to hurt your hangy ball. Hangy ball injuries are very dangerous.
They're on the rise.
Okay.
Maybe certain professions.
We should wear like protective gear maybe. We should develop that. See if there's like a patent we could operate.
Okay, so.
So sliders are popular.
Yes.
I like sliders. I personally like the wings first all the time.
Boneless though.
Boneless because I don't like to get messy.
See, boneless wings freak me out because I always feel like they're not real chicken.
Are they all like processed chicken like mashed together with like some gelatin or are they actual wings?
Well, now that I've eaten them already today, I feel so much better.
They freak me out. That's why I always go with the bone.
Okay, because they're always better?
No, just I feel like there's a good chance that it actually came from a chicken.
Or a goose or something.
It came from something.
Some type of fowl.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling so well right now.
It's too late in the game. The alcohol killed whatever process government
love
stuff.
Some spinach dip.
That is a go-to.
Some loaded fries.
A friend of ours, Jen, had to leave a little bit early, sadly. But her go-to is always potato skins.
Always.
Always.
And chicken fingers.
Yeah, that's her back.
She's a classy lady, that Jen.
I however, am, like I said previously, wings with the bone.
Boneless for me.
Fries.
Nachos.
But now that I know they're fake, I mean,
we don't know that. We don't know that they're fake. They just freak me out because I think they're fake. What else is there? Drinks.
Beer is always the go-to, I think, to start with. And except for you, I know you enjoy other beverages.
Mixed drinks. What beers do you guys prefer or would recommend?
Right now we have some Corona Light going on. I also like Blue Moon or whatever is cheap during happy hour, because that is really the point of happy hour, is to eat and drink as much as possible for as little money as possible.
I like seasonal beers.
Okay.
So pumpkin is pretty hot. I'm not a big dark beer drinker. So I'm a little sad pumpkin is gone already.
Oh yeah.
What's like the winter flavor? There's no like winter flavor?
They're lagers. They're okay. There's nothing flavored like pumpkin. It's just a winter lager. It's a little heavier than what I like.
What would be a flavor for the winter?
I don't know. Shiner beer has a good holiday beer, I guess.
Would it have like spices to it? Like,
yeah, it tastes like nutmeggy.
Yeah, like those type of spices.
Leinenkugel's has like a grapefruit.
Oh, I love
and
grapefruit.
And a raspberry. But again, I'm not fans of those. I like their summer shandy. But clearly, I can't get that now.
Yeah, not
you
should
have bought like a lot and just stockpiled it and put it in your pockets and in your purse and just carry it around.
It gets funky after a while.
Oh.
What?
It gets funky after a while. You can't keep beer forever. It goes bad.
But I mean, if you just, you can't keep it through the year or it goes bad that fast?
Well, I change the type of beer I drink through the year.
What a fancy lady.
Right?
I'm classy.
Like during this quarter, I prefer this beer. During that quarter, this one.
It's like after white, after Labor Day, you can't wear white.
Pretty much.
You can't drink. Well, you can drink Corona year-round, as we have proven.
I went to Mexico recently, so now I'm on the Mexican beer. So my Dos Equis is pretty hot.
Ooh.
Dos Equis.
Yep. Dos Equis.
And they have two kinds. They have amber and they have just the regular.
Oh, I like that. Mind.
That's very
Presidente, fancy. Soul. I like light beers. It's part of my classiness.
And then, of course, so there's the shots.
Shots.
Green tea shots are my fave.
I like green tea. Fireball enjoyable. Is enjoyable.
Yes. I like tequila chilled. Only chilled.
Only chilled.
And only if you're ready to die.
Yeah.
I also enjoy tequila of all varieties.
You are not classy.
I'm not.
Whatever.
Did I ever say no?
No, so it's not even a particular brand. Just.
Well, I mean, I don't want like some tequila that somebody like made in the
whatever's
basement
on sale,
necessarily.
She'll take.
Yes. I work in public service. I don't have money to be buying Patron all the time.
True.
I mean, happy hour is always better when you can convince somebody else to do the buying, but. Doesn't always happen.
And now they have happy hour, late happy hour.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, when it starts back
but
up.
But you gotta be like up and dressed at 11.
So you have to be young. At 10 o'clock I'm in bed.
You hang out late sometimes.
Yeah, special occasions.
If you're going to a comedy show or something?
Yeah. Or UFC or something fun like that. Seeing you guys. Santa just walked in.
I have nothing. I'm sorry, I'm totally thrown off.
It's actually a female Santa.
The Mrs. Claus.
I didn't know what to say.
Should we ask Santa
like
what
this.
Their happy hour food of choice is?
Oh gosh, no. I like my mixed drinks. I usually get a Malibu Bay Breeze. Or I take whatever fruity drink that they have, and then I add a shot to it. So like right now I have a strawberry mango boba tea, and I think it'll be really good with a shot of Malibu. So
should we order?
Huh?
Should we order you one?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, because if I get more food, then maybe.
You have to commit to happy hour.
Yeah. Because you just gotta drink responsibly. And if you're driving, be mindful. Right?
Absolutely.
So that's why.
Look, my mom dropped me off. My dad is gonna pick me up. Like, I'm good to drink till happy hour is over. Although I'd like to point out that today is Sunday and there is no happy hour, but we can't.
Friday. Fridays has an everyday happy hour.
Does it really? I didn't even know that when I picked this place out.
Oh.
Yes. Certain things are $5 every day.
Hopefully the stuff we ordered.
I know mine was.
Oh.
Oh, good. I ordered the same thing as you. We're all set then.
Oh. But no, we missed that.
You grabbed that book right there.
Oh!
I can help you out.
Do we not have that at our... We didn't have that at our table.
I think it's on the front page.
We didn't have the drink thingy at our table.
New Fridays, all day, every day. $5 drinks.
Who's the real MVP here?
You are. Right? You are, Sue. Jeez. I totally missed that.
In the bar, only $5 appetizers.
Only certain ones, though.
Yes. Oh, the boneless wings.
Hello?
Probably because they're processed chicken. Not your regular wings.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, shoot, if I had gotten my usual nachos, they would have been half $5.
I tried to help you.
You did. I appreciate that. But look,
nothing we drank is half price.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. I think I'm going to switch to a margarita because those are $5. Huh.
And now that we spent $100, we might as well dial it down.
Dial it down now.
Right now is the time to save some change.
Yeah, totally makes sense at this point in time.
Well, what? You learn something new every day.
I am an educator.
Are there any favorite places that you guys like to go for happy hour?
We have our usual place that I think is pretty fabulous. You want to go somewhere where you can sit outside when it's nice out. I feel like outdoor drinking is very important.
Outdoor
drinking. Your vitamin D.
Yes, but only if you can handle outdoor drinking. If you're not good with drinking outside in the sun.
Do you need?
Well, no, because people can't handle being in the heat and drinking.
And then it hits them all at once and they're flat.
I have never met those people.
There's a lot of people like that. So
it's because I'm friends with you guys and we clearly can handle
it. However, we can handle it.
Yes.
But if you can't, don't do it. Or have a designated driver.
Who doesn't mind if you throw up in their car, apparently?
Uber.
Uber.
Lyft.
Be careful if you're Ubering by yourself or you're drunk.
Good point. Public service announcement. Thank you.
Other than that, outdoor drinking space available.
The beach, the shore area. TGI Fridays is always a good one.
Yes, we've had some issues with TGI. We used to do TGI Fridays all the time. And then we had to rotate to a different location. Didn't we have issues at the Fridays by work where we worked together?
They were watering their drinks down.
Oh, right. There was a whole lawsuit or whatever.
So.
Yeah, there were some local spots that we went to for a while because we knew the bartender, and that's when we could start happy hour at 3 o'clock before the happy hour special started.
Yeah,
or at work.
By the dumpster.
With jello shots.
That were melting in the heat.
Yeah. Well, then we just had to drink them because otherwise it would have been irresponsible.
AKA tuna casserole.
So, yeah. Inside jokes, I'm sorry, people.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to prove that you don't have to be at anywhere special to have happy hour.
Yeah,
you can have happy hour wherever your friends are.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh.
I need a tissue.
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
Okay, so I think that's about it. We talked about food, we talked about drinks.
And good friends.
And Nicole ended it on a happy note that was so beautiful.
I wrapped that up for you there, guys.
Yes, I truly appreciate you. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed this season 3 beginning. We'll do more on location and more great guest hosts. Hopefully we can have Sue and Nicole back again. You know, Nicole's going to flee to Texas.
I know you have to come and we'll do a Texas barbecue or taco.
Or all the above.
Or yes, a little tour of Texas.
Yes. So hopefully I get to do that this year. Well, no, 2019, 2018.
Yeah, we're not going to fit it in the next 10 days.
No. And this is premiering in 2019. So yeah, so 2019.
That works.
Yes. So as always, guys, check us out on our social media. Facebook's Fat Girl Chronicles. Twitter is at Fat Girl NJ. Instagram is at FatGirlChroniclesNJ. You know, you shoot us an email at FatGirlChroniclesContact@gmail.com. My friends are annoying. They're trying to mess me up in my spiel. So thank you guys for coming and being on my podcast today. I truly appreciate you.
Anytime.
Thank you for coming to scary Northwestern New Jersey.
Yes, it's sketchy. All right. Bye, people.
Bye.
Bye.
Chronicles. Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.